And this news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Even though a new state-of-the-art mental health facility was built in Carroll 3 years ago, there's still a great need for mental health services. Because of that, State Representative for the 97th District, Matthew Bierlein, introduced a bill aimed at helping those who have mental health crises. There are times when a person's having a mental health issue is stuck in a local emergency room waiting for not hours, but days for evaluation and help. Bierlein knows the need for mental health services firsthand because he was a Tuscola County Commissioner for several years. He was a commissioner back when the state was considering closing down the mental health facility outside of Carroll and building a new facility in another county instead. Bierlein was involved in the effort to have that new mental health facility built in Tuscola. As a commissioner, he heard several complaints about the lack of mental health services. Because of complaints about alleged inadequate work by Clifford Village employee, there will not be a pay raise given to that person. During discussion, it was noted some of the work around town's not getting done. Some of the complaints include the curve at the north end of town needs gravel, the triangle at the north end of Main Street needs to be smoothed out, and the signs in town need to have weeding done around them. The village clerk and treasurer will each receive 4% wage increase. In other money matters, several budget amendments were done in preparation for the next fiscal year, and the amendments in the current budget can be viewed on the county or on the village's website at www.villageofclifford.com. Bipartisan lawmakers in Michigan have introduced new legislation designed to protect residents from aggressive medical debt collection and ensure fair treatment under state law. Representatives Angela Regis and Lori Petusky, along with Senators Sarah Anthony and Jonathan Lindsay, are collaborating on a package of bills starting predatory practices and excessive fees that can push families into financial hardship. If passed, the measures would tighten rules on the sale of medical debt, require refunds for overpayments within 60 days, and add consumer protections to help shield Michiganders from bankruptcy and credit damage. The proposed bills are currently awaiting a vote in Senate, with both legislative chambers set to reconvene in December. And we'll be back right after this.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with more news. Federal Transportation Safety investigators have released new photos and technical details of the deadly UPS cargo plane disaster in Louisville. The NTSB said the jet's left engine detached from the wing seconds after liftoff, causing a violent breakup that led swiftly to high casualty count. The full scope of the investigation with review mechanical, operational, and human factors to determine responsibility and seek recommendations to prevent future tragedies. 4 years into the full-scale Russian invasion, Ukraine's president faces mounting pressure both internally and externally as military fatigue and political strain grow in Kyiv. Foreign analysts point to wavering international support and questions over battlefield strategy, emphasizing the immense difficulty of wartime governance over sustained conflict. And that's been a look at your news brought to you from Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
So this is Christmas.
WLEW is making your uncertain times more certain by adhering to the normal of so many past decades. As you continue to shop locally and buy American, WLEW adds to the season of Ho 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 with your chance to unwrap a $1,200 shopping spree. $1,200 shopping spree. Be watching for the holiday entry bucket at participating merchants. And enter to win. Must be 18 to enter, but young enough to believe in the spirit of Christmas.
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Morell Equipment, McKenzie Jewelers, Wraps and Refrigeration, Doc Tom's Pet Company, Peppermill Restaurant, FedEx Marble and Granite, and Boom's Rental, all of Bad Axe.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.